It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
'Cause I'll be yours, and you'll be mine to last, and we'll be friends, holding fast.
It is time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show, where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better.
But first, whoever called second and third, call next Friday.
Yes, and thank you so much for doing that. This morning, we are north of Grand Rapids with our new best friend, Kathy Davies. Kathy, thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Have you had your breakfast yet?
Well, my husband is cooking it right now. I just came in from walking for an hour, and he is making me a wonderful breakfast.
Well, we have two things to talk about here. First of all, the hour walk. That's quite a ways. It's just down an old county road, or what are you walking on?
Well, it is so beautiful with the snow. I walk through the woods, and then I walk down to the lake, and then I walk along the county road. And I have to say, this morning, I did not see one vehicle on the road, which amazed me. I don't know if everybody's telecommuting or what's going on.
Wow. Okay, so now we got to hear about what the breakfast. Tell us what you're smelling right now.
I am smelling fresh cooking bacon.
Oh, man.
And it will be followed by eggs. And it will be followed by sourdough bread covered with apple butter that I just made last week.
We just need a moment.
Yeah. how will the eggs be cooked?
Well, usually kind of over medium, but I'm not fussy. If somebody's cooking them for me, I don't care how he does it.
What? You confused me just a little bit. You said the first one, the second one, and third one. Is that the method in which you eat them, or that's just how they're prepared?
That's how he cooks them. He'll take the square griddle out, and he'll start by cooking the piece of bacon, and then he'll throw that in the warming drawer on the hot plate, and then he will cook my eggs, and then in the toaster oven, he'll cook the sourdough bread, and then I will slather about a quarter of an inch of apple butter.
Beautiful. I've never had apple butter. I mean, is it a distinct taste of apple, or it's subtle?
Well, the one that I make, the recipe that I got from one of my friends up here, has orange. It has orange zest and a little orange juice, and it has some spices. And so it's just a wonderful jam. You know, at first when I heard the term apple butter, I thought, well, does it taste like butter? But it really could just as well be called apple jam. Mm. But it's a very thick, savory kind of stuff.
Bacon, do you like it like charred, or you like it soft?
I prefer it kind of medium, so I can still cut it up, because I try to cut it into little pieces because I only eat one piece a day. And but you know what? If it gets a little bit too on the charred side, I'll say, sweetie, this is just wonderful.
Now wait a minute, Eating bacon is like eating potato chips. You're disciplined to have one piece of bacon?
I have one piece of bacon, and if it's a big piece of toast, I'll only eat a half a piece. Otherwise, I'll eat the whole one. But if I ate as much bacon as I wanted, or, you know, as I could, I would weigh a lot more.
And you'd have to walk an hour every day and every night.
That's right.
Okay, what about beverage?
I drink coffee, and it's a blend of 25% hazelnut regular and 75% hazelnut decaf.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, wait, can you buy that, or you are blending it yourself?
I blend it. I buy one bag of the regular and three bags of the decaf, and then I measure it out when the little coffee tub comes empty, and it makes a good blend, and it keeps me able to drink coffee pretty much all day without, you know, jumping through the roof.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a special mug?
Absolutely. It's my favorite mug is one that we got when we were exploring Australia a few years ago, and it was from where the opal mines are at Coober Pedy, Australia, and that's my favorite mug.
What does it look like?
Oh, it's white, and it's got red and black on it, and it's got stick people looking like they're going to fall into the holes, because where all these abandoned mine shafts are in the Cooper Pedy area, they have warning signs, because if you step the wrong way, you could wind hundreds of feet down in the middle of Australia in an abandoned mine. So you really have to be careful.
Did you hear us earlier talking about old photographs?
No, I didn't. I think that was when I was out walking.
Oh.
And when I walk, I talk to one of my girlfriends in Georgia. She's on her headset, and I'm on my headset. And so we, you know, we're accountability partners to keep us walking.
That's great. Well, we were talking, though, about how photographs used to be. You know, we kept all the ones that were imperfect, that were fuzzy, or someone has a weird look on their face. And it just gives so much more life. So we were asking people to kind of send some of those photos in, take a snapshot of it, because, you know, those perfect selfies, where does that get us? You know, it's too perfect.
That's a good point.
Do you ever look through? Do you have photo albums all over?
Well, I do. Most of those we have down, the hard copies are down at our house in Georgia. But I might be able to find something.
Nice.
Well, let me make sure you send it to us. I know my brother has a picture. He loved John Prine and still loves John Prine. And he finally got his opportunity. I got him to go backstage and they took a photograph.
Uh-oh.
And when they developed it, half of the photograph is a lawn chair going through John Prine's neck, and it's just, it's priceless.
How funny.
Oh, priceless photo.
We're talking with Kathy Davies from north of Grand Rapids. So you also live in Georgia, huh?
Yeah, we winter down there usually, but we haven't quite escaped yet.
Are you going to?
Well, I hope so. My husband's had a lot of major health issues, so we're still staying up here for his therapies. But we're hoping that we can eventually get out of here. But in the meantime, I'm really trying to enjoy and am enjoying this beautiful snow.
Have you ever stayed up here for an entire year?
Well, not yet. That could happen. But what we have done several winters is come up for about 3 weeks in January, because I absolutely love to snowshoe. I love to go ice fishing. I take a little sled and I walk from our house out in the middle of the lake and I try to find a hole that's, you know, I can chip through and catch fish for lunch. And the nice thing is without the leaves on the trees, my husband can see me the whole way, so he could call 911 if all of a sudden I vanished.
Oh, my gosh. You were the right person to call today, because
no
it can
kidding.
Be a little depressing about the snow, but she's looking forward
positive.
To it. We need to think that way.
I can tell you it got a lot less depressing yesterday when I finally got the snowblower to start, because I thought, man, we might be getting a lot of stuff. And so I tried to fire it up, and I realized that the fuel injector battery was low, and I charged that up, and I got it running, and that was such a good sound.
The fuel injector battery. You're a master of everything.
Are you a mechanic?
Well, no, but it's self-sufficiency. I tell you, if the world gets too much weirder, I may come up here and just live off the land. And when I fire up the snowblower, I just feel like I'm in the movie Fargo, you know, when I just go outside and all of a sudden I'm augering snow all over the place.
Yeah, not humans.
No,
that was
not chipper. Not yet.
That was
so is it a hand cranker or electronic? Just turns, you got to turn a key.
Well, it's so cool. It's, I wanted to get, when the one my dad gave me pooped out 3 years ago, I went to L&M and I said, I want something that a little old lady can run. And so I bought this Ahrens that has electronic fuel injection, so I don't have to worry about a carburetor gumming up. And all you do is you have its thing plugged in, and you push a little button on the side. And then I open the garage door, and I march it out, and I can run until I'm exhausted and not run out of gas. And so I put the thing back in the garage. So I never have pulled the rope yet.
Wow. Have you mastered not having it blow in your face?
It depends on the wind.
Yeah, working the wind, yeah.
But I'm learning. You know, sometimes when I'm learning how to blow the snow, I say, my gosh, you know, I got to figure a different sequence, because I'm filling up just where I finished blowing.
Oh, my gosh. So why do you listen to KBXE?
Oh, I love KAXE. In fact, this morning I made sure that I stayed in the house long enough to hear Laura Erickson, and then I look forward to hearing her again. And I enjoy the National Native News, and I absolutely love listening to the local programming, and some of the selections of music are wonderful. I happen to be next door neighbors with the Bartholomews, and I love it when they do shows because they put up nice collections, as do other people. And I don't know, it's nice to have a local take on things.
Sure. Well, for being on What's for Breakfast, you Homestead Mills is our sponsor now, and you either get Kathy, you get your choice of country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes.
Oh, man, I better have wild rice pancakes. Yeah. I ate a wild rice burger last week that was to die for, so I better try the pancakes.
Oh, my gosh. Can we come over sometime, Heidi and myself?
Oh, no, I didn't make it. It was at a little restaurant in Duluth. We had to go over there because I had my banjo repaired. You know, when you were talking about John Prine, my cousin was a huge John Prine fan, and when he died, I got his banjo. And the wonderful community ed classes offered in Grand Rapids, this year it includes a series on playing banjo. And I thought, you know, if we're stuck up here in the snow for Larry's therapies, I'm going to try to learn how to play that banjo. Well, it needed some work, and so we went over there and then found this little place on TripAdvisor, and, oh, the wild rice burger was wonderful.
Well, let's get
and
back.
I'm sure the pancakes will, too, especially if Larry cooks them for me.
Well, let's get back to the banjo. You just keep one thing after another surprising us.
She's going to learn the banjo.
I know.
Yeah.
That takes guts. You are an inspiration to me. I tell you what, the glass is half full, and it's beautiful.
Well, some days it is.
Yeah, some days it is.
Kathy,
but it's humbling when I hear some of your wonderful banjo music. Like this morning, there was one tune. I thought, I told Larry, I said, sweetie, I said, just hold that thought that's what I'm going to sound like someday.
Kathy, have a great day. Hi to Larry. Enjoy the piece of bacon.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your show thoroughly.
That's
bye.
Kathy Davies from north of Grand Rapids, our latest guest on What's for Breakfast.
I used to wander. Yeah, shook my hand.